Colleen Nolan. I'm Dean of Natural Sciences and Math and Co-Director of the Research Corporation.
Charles Blatchford, the Director of Grant Support and Co-Director of the Research Corporation.
The Research Corporation started out with the sciences but has been expanded. So what types of grants can be achieved through the Research Corporation overall?
Right now, we're doing grants out of every school. One of the most successful grants that the foundation has gotten was the TRIO SSS grant, the Student Support Services, and that provides services to students across the entire university who are low-income, first-generation, and or have disabilities. So that's a very successful, huge, over $1 million grant that supports students from every school and every department that's not out of the sciences. Like, it shows some of the diversity. Recently, we won two grants out of the School of Natural Sciences and Mathematics for purchasing instrumentation, purchasing equipment to further research projects here.
And if I can jump in, we've also been successful getting some grants from NEH for some summer institutes. We've been successful in helping student affairs get some diversity grants, so funding from the West Virginia HEPC. We're also now starting to look at moving into foundations, so trying to help faculty members work with foundations to address issues as well. And I shouldn't just say faculty members, but faculty members and staff in non-academic areas.
Getting back to what the Research Corporation started as, it did start in the sciences and has been successful there also, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It started with a grant, really, that was a grant looking at medical records. And it really involved both the sciences as well as nursing. So the first real successful grant was a cross-disciplinary grant that partnered with an outside entity. We've been really successful, and the sciences have brought in well in excess of $3 million in grants in the past 5 years to support faculty research, student research, travel, outreach to elementary school girls to enhance their interest in the sciences. And one of the things we really hope is that momentum can cross all academic disciplines and all campus areas.
Why is a robust program important to a university?
There are a lot of different reasons. One is in these days of increasing budgetary tightening at the state level, it means that faculty members can pursue their scholarly activities and also engage students. It means we can provide equipment and support services for our students. It also helps the faculty members remain engaged in their professional research interests. And when we think of research interests at a place like Shepherd, those frequently involve students. So it brings another outside, what's referred to as high-impact practice to the table to really facilitate student learning while at the same time promoting continued excellence of our faculty.
One thing I would like to add is also the nursing department has been very successful, as well as you mentioned that they were one of the foundational, and they actually just wrapped up over $1 million grant this year, and they've also been very active at continually going after grant funding, which has helped lead to some of the success in that department. And I think that's one of the great things about grant opportunities is that, especially in this time of fiscal restraint, it allows faculty members to pursue different things and different projects that they can't get funding for now and possibly wouldn't typically get funding for, even if there were, not as many fiscal restraints at the time.
And the other thing is, building on something Charles said, it also allows for interdepartmental and across academic unit collaboration. We've started to see grants that are in the process of being developed and submitted that engage science faculty and art faculty, or science faculty and business faculty, or as Charles already mentioned, education faculty and English faculty. So what we're seeing is now ways to develop ties across academic areas that might not otherwise be possible.
Let's talk about the future of the corporation.
I think one of the ways that our future is going to look bright is just the momentum that we're gaining, but also, as Charles mentioned, the over $10 million that the corporation has brought to campus through the actions of the faculty and the staff. One of the very insightful things that the executive staff did is they approved an indirect cost-sharing policy. So when indirect costs are available for certain grants, not every grant allows indirect costs, some of those funds go back to the faculty members to support research. they go to the president, to the appropriate vice president, to the school dean, to allow those individuals to invest in research as well. So we're better able to leverage those dollars. So what I really see is I just see us continuing to grow and to really expand as more and more faculty become engaged. I like to think of it as being a snowball rolling downhill that's going to both increase in size and in momentum.
Mm-hmm. Do you have goals for the near future at this point?
Some short-term goals is just increasing the number of faculty members who are participating, helping faculty members who have never written grants before write grants for the first time, whether they're just for a couple thousand dollars or larger grants. And so that's what we're really focusing on in terms of, like, concrete numbers. We haven't set any at this point, but we want to continue with the success of over $1 million per year in grant funding and continually grow that.
Is there anything else I'm leaving out that either of you want to add?
Just that we've had fantastic support across campus. It's been slow, but the support that both Charles and I and Charles's predecessor Warren and I have had, the support and encouragement and enthusiasm we've had from every level of the campus community has been amazing. And that really is a tribute to how folks want to see this process go forward.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure.